Tyler Bruner here, joined today by the head coach with the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders volleyball team. It is Marissa Dembinski as the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders wrap up this season with a fine record of 9-16. And of course, we'll get into some of the details of some of those games that they won this season. But Marissa, thank you so much for joining me here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Marissa, your first year as head coach, had some really good matches all throughout your season, really good competition for the Crusaders here today. One thing I wanted to start it off with here today is, how do you feel year one went for you?
Year one was definitely a learning year. We definitely learned a lot, the players and myself together. It definitely didn't go as we had originally planned, but if you look at our record, I mean, obviously our record isn't outstanding, but the games that we played, for the most part, are pretty close games. And I think we only, in a five-set match, I think we only got swept once. I think that was the last game of the year. So I think our girls fought really hard, and I know the record doesn't look all that fantastic, but we played hard all year.
What were some of those things that you learned throughout the season? I know we had a lot of first-year coaches here in the area, and I've been trying to collect some of those things that they've learned through the first year. So I wonder, just some of the things maybe the girls taught you, or you just learned by yourself being a coach?
Definitely that each year, each team is way different, and I think the girls learned that a little bit this year as well. That this team was definitely different than the years in the past, and we had to adjust for that. Even though we had quite a few seniors, the team had a different dynamic. And then also, you know, each person, they learn and they are coached differently, and figuring out how each player performs best when you coach them. And do they coach, are they coached better when you're hard on them, or do they have to be kind of eased into it, and kind of learning your players a little bit, and the players learning each other so they can help each other on the court as well?
Absolutely. You know, you mentioned that, you know, the kind of record here for your guys this season kind of didn't go the way you did, but I think the brightest moments throughout the season were just some of the sets and some of the games you were able to take and win. Beginning of the season, you got Baxter and Nottoway Valley, kind of started off 2-1 on the season. Then throughout the season, some strong wins against Seidel and Collins Maxwell. I think the one that was kind of the bright one where was against Exira EHK. So talk to me about that one at the RVC tournament.
I think we definitely grew together throughout the season. I've said that in other interviews, that we grew together. And that game, we showed our grit and determination to win that game. We went to 5 with them in the regular season, and it was really a heartbreaker losing in 5, and so they really wanted to get that game. And so you know, everything kind of clicked, that we clicked, everything was going well. And you know, that didn't happen very often for us. If one thing was off, one thing was going strong, but one thing was off. But to the Exire EHK game, that definitely everything was clicking well together, and they're just finding ways to score points, to win points. And I think that was the difference of that game then, and then in the regular season going to 5 with them.
What were some of the things you learned about your girls late in the season? You talk about, you know, you started to kind of grow as a team throughout the season. What were some things you learned about all your girls throughout the entire season?
The biggest thing is that they played way better when they didn't take themselves so seriously. Sometimes they took themselves so seriously, and like, you know, you're going to mess up, and sometimes they let a mess up go to 2 because they were so, like, so worried about their one mess up. But when they played, and instead of taking themselves seriously, if they made a mess up, they kind of, like, laughed it off. They played so much better. If you ever have a conversation with any of our girls, they're all so hilarious. And so when they were taking themselves so seriously, it was kind of like, what are you doing? This is not how you guys play normally. It's not how you normally are. And so getting them back to a more lighthearted playing, they played so much better that way. And I think once they recognized that, that helped us out a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one of the hardest things to kind of teach within high school or kids playing high school sports is just the fact of teaching confidence and having fun. You know, it's never easy to be down by a few points, but I think if you agree or not, you know, just let me know. But, you know, I think one of the hardest things, it's teaching just to be relaxed and to have fun.
Yeah, I would definitely say that was a turning point for us. Is if we were relaxed and having fun, we were playing awesome. And if we were tense and absolutely not having fun, then we weren't playing awesome. And it was, you know, they could recognize it. Mm-hmm. They definitely recognized it really well. Like, yeah, guys, we're taking ourselves too seriously. But it was flipping it to not taking themselves so seriously that was a little more difficult and challenging for us.
Absolutely. And one of the things I wanted to talk about now that you're done with your official first year is your six seniors. So what was kind of the leadership like amongst your seniors, and how do they start to prep next year's team to get ready for the next season?
We had one get hurt at the end of the year. So, but they did an awesome job of just, you know, taking the younger ones under their wing. And you know, if we're doing a drill and they needed a little extra help, they're giving a little bit of advice, and they're watching during the JV games and they're cheering them on. And, you know, I think we built a pretty good team chemistry from bottom to top. And those six seniors, they did a really good job of, you know, making the underclassmen feel welcome. They weren't scared to come to practice because they have scary seniors. Our seniors were very welcoming, and I think that definitely helped build the skill throughout the season, and skills and confidence and our team chemistry. They were joking at the end of the season, and I think they did a really good job of just keeping everything a little lighthearted at practice. So that's why when it was in the game, it was so shocking that they weren't so lighthearted. Mm-hmm. But I think they just did a really good job of making sure that all the underclassmen felt welcomed coming to practice.
Well, it must have made your job just a little bit easy, too, knowing that senior leadership was already developed, and the fact that they were kind of taking a lot of those roles that maybe a head coach does and taking it onto their own hands and just kind of being those kind of mini coaches in a way.
Yeah, and that's always so helpful. I mean, I've been around a couple programs, and, you know, when you have a good senior leadership to kind of be the eyes when the coach can't be eyes everywhere, it really helps out a lot.
Absolutely. And one of the things I wanted to kind of discuss as well is just some of the things that you guys worked on throughout the season. So what were some of the things that you were looking to improve upon in the team? And where are some of the aspects of the game where you felt your girls improved the most throughout the season?
I think, coming into the season, we were a little worried about our back row and our passing. But I think that improved a lot. And I mean, our first game against Audubon, our serve receive was kind of iffy. And I think our serve receive improved a lot. And I think our serving improved a lot throughout the season. Mm-hmm. I think some of the games that we won late in the year, serving had a big, big impact on that. So I think those are the two that really improved the most over the year. And then Just some little things of like working together and knowing where each of our girls were at. I mean, I think that obviously that comes with playing with each other a lot. And mm-hmm. we actually had, I think, only one or two of our girls who were in positions that they were familiar with. So everyone else was in a new position. So that, I think, improved obviously over the season as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And kind of want to wrap up with just kind of a look to the future as you kind of head into year number two with these girls and with the kind of a newer team, obviously some freshmen hopefully coming up next year. What's kind of the look of the team coming into next year, and what are some goals you'd like to meet next season?
Yeah, so as of now, we are going to have two seniors, Gracie Johnson and Lacey Davis, and they're going to kind of take on that senior leadership role. We'll have Brilly Clayburg, Lydia Hoffbauer. Those are going to be returning starters. They'll be juniors. There's some more sophomores in there that might get some playing time. And then we have some freshmen. We got some height in our freshman class, and we got some natural talent coming in from the eighth grade class. So We're going to have, it's going to be a different look because we're not going to be as tall as we've been in the past, but we're going to give our girls some breaks, and we're going to get back in some open gyms here in the spring-ish time. So hopefully we can get numbers out for open gyms so they can start getting used to playing with each other.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, Coach, I know this season has been kind of a long one, but quick one. It's hard to believe we're already done. But, you know, we hopefully wish that the off season for you is kind of nice and relaxing, and hopefully you guys will get back at it in the spring.
Yep.
So, well, hey, Coach, thank you so much for joining us here throughout the season, whether it was for post-game interviews or this postseason interview, and hopefully we'll catch up with you sooner rather than later.
Yep, awesome.